Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, welcome back to the Run Dot Down postgame show here on the Strickland YouTube channel. For listening to this today after the Strickland Podcast Network, I am Sam. I'm joined by Schwinn and Tyrese. The Knicks win on the back of Jalen Brunson, 111 to 107. Another 30-point game from our sweet, sweet king, Jalen Brunson. But before we get into all that, Schwinn, take it away.
Yes. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. And I just want everybody to know that while Deuce McBride was under the weather today and couldn't make it to the game, we have had no such problem with Tyrese. He's also under the weather. But he is here, like a true warrior of our program, and he is ratcheting up for the playoffs. He is getting his conditioning up. He's definitely doing some kind of on-court work. Tyrese ate Sonic last night, so he's had a really good day today. But he's here.
He's here. Shout out to Tyrese. But yeah, Knicks won. And I don't think there was any doubt, even though the Knicks went down like really early in this game, like 30 to 14 in the first quarter. It was like, all right, we just expect the Knicks to like turn things on. And they did. Second quarter, they made things a little bit closer. And that third quarter, OG Anunoby really turned things up. He turns in what, like, I want to say 15 points in that quarter,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, 15.
Just dominating on both sides of the ball, defensively, getting stops, offensively hitting the corner threes, which is really key, especially after that elbow surgery. I know a concern of, well, some fans was at least like, you know, the shot looked a little, you know, it wasn't hitting like it was when he first got here. But, you know, all that is good and well now. He's looking like a really good second option next to Brunson in some stretches. But yeah, I mean, this game was never in doubt. The Knicks, they can go no lower than what, three or four? They can go no lower than four now. All those concerns about other teams like the Magic, who are now stuck in the play-in, I believe, now, right?
Yeah, they're seventh.
Yeah.
That's tough. Their fans were really looking forward to spoiling our season or something. So
I mean, they probably still could. If we get two and they get seven, they could probably still end up.
Well, first they got to lock into seven because the play-in is all but guaranteed.
Shit, true.
But yeah, the Knicks, they're all one win away from 50 wins. They play the Chicago Bulls on Sunday. And the Bulls, they probably will be resting players most likely because they did today and their season's pretty much locked into where they can be. But yeah, it's a pretty good day, pretty good time to be a Knicks fan.
It sucks to be a Nets fan. It's fucking good to be a Spurs fan right now, I'll tell you that. This guy Wembanyama is
holy shit.
Something else, man. Holy fucking shit. Anyway, the Nets. He what?
He's special. I get to see it live. He's special. Yeah.
Jalen Brunson showed him levels though.
They lost the game, but I was in fucking attendance.
Yeah, well, that's your fault. You probably had fucking diarrhea or something in the game. Don't, you know, bringing that negative energy to our beautiful Knicks team of Patriots. Disgusting. dude, the Nets are a joke. I don't even care that this game. This was like they played this game like their Super Bowl. All of them.
Cam Thomas.
Kevin Ollie intentionally fouled Jericho Sims in the first fucking half. That happened. That was a real thing that happened. Real deal fucking loser, Kevin Ollie. Is he still suing UConn or whatever? Hopefully he doesn't get win if he is. But like that was unbelievable. You could just see the effort, like not so everybody other than Mikal Bridges tried really hard.
Who's ass flakes?
Yeah, Mikal Bridges was more interested in talking to Dante DiVincenzo and figuring out, you know, he probably will be at the Knicks after party when we clinch the 2 seed on Sunday or something. He'll be crashing that.
That would be hilarious. Nets fans would all collectively lose their minds on social media.
He's gonna meet up with the team at One Oak. They'll be popping bottles.
Dude, they win in the first round, like Mikal Bridges is gonna be a seventh half with a fucking towel.
Bro, he's gonna be sitting courtside at the playoff game. He's
gonna be like, oh no, just one of my boys.
He's gonna be on the bench, like waving a towel, fucking bringing them water bottles and shit.
He'll be next to Spike.
This was their Super Bowl. You could see how much it mattered to them. And, you know, the Knicks, I know people are like, well, you know, the Knicks didn't really push themselves yesterday against Boston. I don't really agree with that. I think they were really fucking locked in during those first three quarters. They clearly put everything they had into that. I think that was important for them to win that game. They clearly felt that way. They played that way. You know, to start this game, they just looked really out of sorts. Obviously, you know, I'm not breaking any news here, but turns out replacing Isaiah Hartenstein in the starting lineup with Jericho Sims, who might be the dumbest player I've ever watched, certainly the most clueless player. This guy is like he's a center who's what, 25 years old, and he has no idea how to defend a single pick and roll ever. Anyways, they got up to a terrible start offensively. They just had no rhythm. Brunson was off. DiVincenzo was off. I mean, DiVincenzo kind of was off the entire game from outside. OG was ice cold. He also, like, dude, he fucking put up a layup on the first possession of the game from like 3 feet out that went off the glass and hit nothing else. It just went off the glass right into like Claxton's hands. He also got blocked by Mikal Bridges on the one play Mikal Bridges tried in the quarter. But like they were brutal, and they just kind of looked aimless, slow, lethargic. It looked a lot like that Bulls game, right? Last week where they came up, where they were on the back-to-back. But, you know, to your point, they were able to kind of get that second one. And weirdly, like, that bench group to start the second quarter kind of helped stabilize them, which was insane because that group is usually just complete buns. But they kind of, like, started scoring. They cut the lead, I think, from, like, what, like 17 to 13 or something like that by the time Brunson and OG got back in. And then, you know, for the next two quarters, basically the Knicks just fucking, I mean, they just took them to the woodshed. And then it looked like they ran on a little bit of steam in the fourth quarter. Alec Burks playing some of the dumbest basketball continues. I cannot believe the two shots he took in a row. I don't even know what to say at this point. It's absolutely absurd watching him play basketball. There's no way you can convince me Shake Milton is worse than him right now. I just cannot believe that.
I loved Breen trying to give some little backstory and trying to like make trying to build an excuse.
He has a family.
Like, he has a family that, you know, his kids are in a school far away.
Bro, I'll move to fucking... I would move to like North Dakota if you paid me $9 million a year. Are you kidding me? I don't want to hear this.
My kids are in Detroit on school.
Yeah. Also, like, do you seriously think that he was upset about getting traded from the motherfucking Pistons to the Knicks? Like, no shot. He's probably fucking thrilled. He's like, thank God, I gotta get out of this fucking
And I get to be away from my kids. Fuck those.
Yeah,
kids.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I get to be away from my family in New York City. I am in.
I am not a family man. I'm with the bitches.
What was the Carmelo line he told the stripper? He's like, Lala's married, I'm not. That's Burks right now. He was terrible. I actually thought Bogdanović, even though he was like 3 of 11 from the field, I actually thought he played well. I liked the way he played today. Mitch had a bad start to this game, but in the second half, he was really good. Especially on the offensive end. Defensively, he's still kind of like, you can see, getting his feet legs under him. Yeah, he's trying to get, getting his legs under him. Still a little kind of creaky when he's moving in space. Really still wish that,
those scares.
Yeah, really wish that he would stop. Like, there was no reason for him to foul Cam Thomas on that three at the end. But whatever, they're able to overcome all these little mistakes and everything and off shooting that from Brunson to start and whatever. And get the win. And look, again, they didn't have Hartenstein. They didn't have Deuce. We obviously know they don't have Julius Randle. Like, I know the Nets were out a bunch of guys too. But you know, when you're a good team and you lose good players, it's a lot harder to replace that than when you're a bad team and you just are replacing bad players. They got the win. That's all that mattered. And, you know, I think honestly, the most encouraging part is that Mitch did look way better, especially in that second half. I mean, the first half, I was like, oh, I don't know. It looks pretty bad. Second half, way better. Still needs to kind of work on his in-game speed defensively, but offensively way better. Please just catch the ball sometimes. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, he's still getting his legs underneath them, but really encouraging size. He hit two free throws in a row and bought a lottery ticket. So hoping for good luck, because if he could hit two free throws in a row, anything could happen. I don't want to see Jericho Sims ever play basketball again. I think Jericho Sims legitimately needs to, like, go back to college. I don't know if he did 4 years. He probably did 4 years. Go back for a fifth. I don't know. Fucking redshirt. Do something.
He did not go for 4 years.
Okay, good. He needs to go and get his fucking bachelor's, because I don't want to watch him play basketball anymore, because that shit hurt my eyes. Like, what the fuck is it? Like, you're 6'10", and you're hyper-athletic, and you can move on the perimeter, and he did none of those things tonight. So I don't know what the fuck he was doing. I would have legit rather seen Taj Gibson play. That's how fucking bad Sims was tonight.
Taj Gibson, wow.
Did by the way, do we know how we avoid Philly? Is Philly the six right now?
We'd have to get the six.
So we just have to win on Sunday.
Yeah, we win Sunday. The Bucks lose on Sunday.
And Philly wins.
Philly wins?
Yeah, we need
that.
Yeah, they have to win so they don't drop into like seventh, right?
I'm so confused, because Orlando, Indiana, and Philly all have the same record.
Yes, but we have to see who has the tiebreaker over who to gauge.
Well, I think I think the first one is division record, right?
Yeah, so then it would be Orlando fifth.
Indiana would be fifth. Indiana's 11-6 in the division.
No, but Orlando won their division.
Oh, that's right, because Orlando's stupid.
Southwest. Yeah, they're in the Southwest.
JK says Philly is currently seventh due to a crazy tiebreaker.
Yeah, okay. So then it would be like division winner. Then it would be like head-to-head with all three teams, and I'm pretty sure Philadelphia is last in that. So what have to happen is Orlando would need to lose against the Bucks, and then
it's possible the Bucks actually have a reason to try. Yeah, but they don't want to, and they don't want to drop to the four seed. Also, I don't think the NBA would want them to drop to the four seed. I don't know. That might help.
What would the 4-5 be? It would be Cleveland, Milwaukee, 4-5.
Yeah,
that'd be actually kind of interesting.
No. Cleveland, assuming Cleveland wins, Cleveland would then jump
to three.
And then we would have two.
Yeah, we would have two.
And it would be Milwaukee, Indiana, 4-5.
No, Orlando, because Orlando won the division.
I feel like the league somehow, some way, wants to see Milwaukee versus Indiana just because regular season shenanigans.
I know the Cavs and the Bucks are tied 2-2, so I think the next tiebreaker would be division record.
Yeah, it's Cavs. Cavs have that.
They do?
Yeah, Cavs are 11-5
in division. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So that's why the Bucks would probably be trying.
This whole shit is so confusing. So much numbers everywhere.
Yeah, everybody's bunched up.
The only numbers Sam wants to look at are on his
parlays.
Fucking plus 17,000 parlays that he hits every night.
And then complaints.
Yeah. Oh, God. I didn't win a bet for like three
months. I haven't won in 2 weeks, guys. This is a drought. Bad beat.
God. My girlfriend's so mad at me.
Peyton Pritchard, fuck you and your bloodline. You didn't give me two more assists.
And your bloodline.
He actually did get two assists yesterday. So,
dude, this is this entire league right now. The top, what is it? It's basically 20 teams. Like, the only thing that's 100% settled. There's two things, right? Boston one seed, and Chicago and Atlanta. I was actually looking at
and the Mavs Clippers thing
too. Yeah, Mavs Clippers are 4-5.
But I was looking at FanDuel today, and the only thing they have available to bet on after Sunday, it's just that Bulls-Hawks game. They already had that last up.
That's hilarious.
-3.5 to the Bulls. Get it while you can.
All right. So, yeah, this whole thing. So, like, okay, so what are our potential matchups at this point for the playoffs?
So if we stay three, right now, I'd assume our matchup is the Pacers. Yeah, Pacers.
And it would stay like that?
If the Pacers, Orlando, and Philadelphia all win.
And hilariously enough, Charles Barkley said yesterday on the TNT broadcast that he thought that the Pacers would be able to beat us. Very funny.
I don't think it's out of the question, but I mean, if the offense shows up the way it has been showing up the last couple of weeks, then I think the Knicks would probably win that series still. Because like, the thing with the Knicks is like they suck at guarding. Like, Halliburton pick and rolls, they just could not figure them out throughout the season, and it was weird. And then TJ McConnell was TJ fucking McConnell. And I don't want to see TJ McConnell in the fucking playoff series because fuck that guy.
I just don't want to see Rick Carlisle. Rick Carlisle is a really good playoff coach. I would not want to see him over a 7-game series. But I still think that we have a better team than them up and down. And whatever. I would be fine with that. The only team I'm like, yeah, it'd be really nice to avoid them is Philly. That's it. Everyone else, like, I don't really care. Would I like to avoid Miami and their terrorist ways? Of course I would, but you know, such is life. We'll see what happens there.
Okay, 76ers will finish sixth with a win and an Orlando loss, or an Indiana win. 76ers will finish seventh with a win and an Orlando win and an Indiana win as Magic will win division and praises win tiebreak. So if Orlando wins, we're the 2 seed. If we beat Chicago.
Wait, so if Orlando has to win, and then we have to win, and we're the 2 seed?
Yes, and then we end up facing Philly if Indiana wins as well. And I think Indiana's playing some scrub team that isn't trying.
So we're rooting for Orlando on Sunday.
No, we're rooting for the Bucks on Sunday.
We're rooting for the Bucks on Sunday. Okay. Doesn't really matter if Orlando wins, right?
No, they're kind of irrelevant in the situation.
Well, I know it matters because then the Sixers would get whatever. We need to stop talking about tiebreaker scenarios. This is probably why Tibbs must be happy because he's just like, we can't control that. Let's just try to win these games. Let's get 50 wins.
I mean, he's just like me though. We should get 50 wins.
We should get 50 wins. I agree. I was saying on the run out last time with Khan. It's just like, just get the 50 wins. At least that's a nice thing. And honestly, to some degree, this is like a house money season anyway, since Big 30 is out. So get 50 wins. Let's win a playoff series, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah. 50 is a nice little benchmark, nice little even round number, too. Perfectly. All right, let's get through some of these comments. Shout out Jordan and Bub leading us off tonight. Giving us some Brunson stats. 30 points, 11 assists, 0 turnovers. The first Knick in Knicks history with a 30-point, 10-assist game with 0 turnovers.
Clyde, you've been slacking, bro. Clyde was for real slacking. Like, really, bro? All those assists and you were turning it over?
Clyde compared Earl Monroe at one point to Cam
Thomas.
That was crazy. And then he also compared him to DiVincenzo, which was even more crazy. I was like, how, what is happening here? Like, why are we comparing a Hall of Famer? Yeah. Why are we comparing a fucking Hall of Famer that you won championships with to Cam Thomas and Dante DiVincenzo? Please.
That's disrespectful to the Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Please relax, dude.
Clyde is off the stuff they put in like horse tranquilizer. That man does not care right now.
Shout out to Breen, by the way, who was being an absolute police officer today, by the way.
Officer Breen was he had the Blue Lives Matter badge out and he was good to go.
Super chat.
Yeah, this is a super chat. Thank you from Hug Life, good friend. Hug Life, sup boys, shouldn't we be concerned Mitch looks like Frankenstein's monster moving on the perimeter? Yes, I am very concerned about this, and I actually think it could be a big problem in the playoffs. Obviously, teams will be more locked in on trying to hunt that.
Do we think that because of this, if the team starts to like target it more, that Dibs will have a shorter leash with him and like maybe even rely on Precious for some backup 5 minutes in certain cases?
No, I just can't see that. The Precious thing only works when Randall is available at the four. Precious the five does not work when Randall is not there, because then whoever is at the four is like a weak fucking twig who cannot do man ball Julius Randle things. I don't think so. I think we just have to hope that he can kind of figure out a way around it. But yes, it is concerning. He did look better today than he has in the past, but you can kind of tell he's still getting his legs under him. Hopefully this week that they have off between games, he does nothing but just run fucking, just run, keep running, and then run some more. That's really all we can hope for and hope that he's as good as it is. And also, you know, obviously if Hartenstein's back, Hartenstein, if he can play like 30 to 35 minutes a night in the playoffs, that's a, I mean, that helps a lot. So we'll see. Thank you for the super chat, Hug Life.
Paul Park also says that Jalen Brunson is the only Knick guard with six consecutive 30-point games.
Take that, Bernard King.
I don't think Bernard King was a guard, but okay.
Yeah, he was a forward.
Whatever, who cares? Fine.
What's the most number of 30? Does Amari still have the record for consecutive 30-point games?
I think so.
That would be a travesty if it is.
What's the most consecutive 30-point games Carmelo Anthony ever had in a row?
Oh, boy. Consecutive. I can't even spell anymore.
Yeah, we need to get that. We need to get Brunson above that, you know. Just keep taking one record at a time. We already missed the 40.1, unfortunately. Because he slacked yesterday, missing two free throws.
Because he sucks at the free throw line.
Fucking garbage. Terrible player. We need to trade it.
Trade him.
This is Tom Thibodeau from Jordan Bell posted this. Tom Thibodeau and Mitch Robinson will play the whole fourth quarter tonight. Mitch makes plays no one else can. I mean, that part is definitely true.
More ways than one.
By the way, he totally blocked that shot at the end of the game on Clowney.
Oh, yeah, the one that he threw up?
Yeah, that 100% Mitch tipped that. It was, it was so obvious. But the refs were kind of like, bro, there's 0.8 seconds left. We're not reviewing this. We do not care. You cannot win this game. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, the record is 8 for a 30-point game. That's Amari's.
Okay.
It was 9. Yeah, it was 9 from Amari.
Oh, never mind. I'm trash.
Mike Breen, Jalen Brunson has been the player Knicks fans have been waiting for a long time. That is correct.
He's too short, too fat, too Luka-like.
Too fat, wow. Too Luka-like is a hilarious. Shout out to that tweet today I saw on the timeline. I forget who it was from, but someone was saying that he's basically like Luka, but like, less, I don't know. It felt like it was like a demeaning tweet in a way.
It was clearly meant to be a demeaning tweet. And it's also fucking hilarious to me that Mavs fans think that like there's a media agenda against Luka Doncic. I'm like, dude, he's been first team All-NBA since his second year in the league, right?
Yes. Like, he is a chubby little white guy from overseas. The NBA loves him.
Yeah, they love him. And he is like, I don't understand this idea that like the media is like, again, he's been first team All-NBA since his second season in the league. Do you know who votes on that award? Do you know?
The media.
You know? Wow. It's amazing. Yeah. No, the media.
Who has been crowning him preseason MVP for like the last 3 years?
Yeah. And it's like, I don't really understand what they want. Cause I'm like, are you mad that they're giving it to Jokic instead of Luka? Like, that seems reasonable. Like, it seems okay.
Our chubby white guy is the guy that's supposed to be MVP, not the other one.
Yeah. It just.
No, I think it's like they're mad that Shea is getting. Is higher on the NBA ladder than him, and it's like when the actual voting happens, it will probably be
you can cry about that only if your starting lead ball handler is ranked behind DeMontis Sabonis. If that's not the case, then don't cry to me about it. I don't want to hear it.
Shout out to Mike C. Wright. He fucking sucks at his job as the MVP ladder writer.
Joe Jolity, Cam Thomas has too big an ego for how garbage he is, just like the whole franchise, just like the whole fan base. I mean, he's
gotta love him shoving the shit out of Brunson. We gotta love OG getting up in his face about it after.
OG and Anobi somehow like ride or die for Jalen Brunson. Like yesterday he was talking about how Jalen Brunson should be MVP, and it's like that guy does not emote. The fact that Jalen Brunson had brought emotion out of OG and Anobi is like,
right?
That's another thing that should get him MVP. I've never seen Luka Doncic do to a teammate.
Luka Doncic,
bro, he has OG ready to scrap, bro. I didn't even know OG had that like bone in his body to do that.
Bro, OG is a 6'9 Nigerian. Of course he has that bone on his body. Are you kidding?
But like, he don't show it. So like, it's like,
yeah, because like, for whatever reason, he's not getting it for Pascal Siakam like that. But for Jalen Brunson, he's gonna give up his life.
I mean, who's truly fighting for Pascal Siakam? Besides Toronto Raptors fans.
Yeah, and now Pacers fans will probably be defending Pascal.
Do those exist?
Yeah, a few. But like, yeah, I don't know. The Nets thing, Cam Thomas hit so many ridiculous shots today. I don't really know what to make of it. I also feel like he fumbled his way into like five different assists that I'm like, how did you not get the ball stolen from you there? I guess he had a good game, but like, I thought, it is what it is. They're fucked though. I mean, they really are fucked. I don't really know what they're trying to do. I don't really like,
they don't know what they're trying to do.
Yeah. We've talked about this forever, but like the fact that if that Rockets deal was for real there, and there's no reason to doubt that it was, it's ridiculous they didn't take that trade. Like, hey, do you want to control your franchise's future again? Here you go.
Give us
Mikal Bridges. No, we love
Mikal. I mean, Joe Tsai literally came out and said that as long as he owns the team, he's making money. So like,
that was crazy.
Bro, the fact he admitted that publicly, like, even I don't even think James Dolan has gone that far.
You can't, you don't say the quiet part out loud.
Never.
Just stay quiet. That was a crazy quote.
I mean, I feel like he needs to learn that lesson, but he clearly hasn't. And that's,
yo, I'll tell you what lesson he needs to learn. That fucking guy, he's a billionaire. Bro, his teeth look so fucked up. Like, go, like, you're a billionaire. Like, wooden teeth. Yeah, like, you're a billionaire. Be fucking serious, dude. That was, I could not, that was my main takeaway from watching that interview. Okay. That is brutal, man.
I'm sorry. If you're like rich and you don't have bad teeth, I feel like you just need to not be rich anymore. Get it the fuck together, bro. If I could fix my teeth and I'm a fucking grad student, you could fix yours. Mm. Or you can redistribute your wealth. Either way, do something about it.
Yeah.
He's not redistributing that wealth.
John Leary. Not to sound corny or like an old head, but McCall has no dog, laughed my ass off. He's way too buddy-buddy and doesn't even care when his boys make fun of him and beat him six consecutive games. He doesn't care. I mean, again, I talked about this with Khan yesterday, but like that clip of him yesterday with the Chipotle stuff with Hart and the one that like was insane was he was a lie detector thing. So he asked Josh Hart, like, is McCall the best defender in the league? And Josh Hart was like, no. Like, are you kidding me? And then McCall's reaction is just like, to like laugh hysterically, and I'm just like, dude, I don't actually think any of this is that big of a deal in any normal scenario, but like,
the Nets fans losing their minds.
Yeah,
about it,
I mean, I would be annoyed if I were him. If I was a Knicks, if he was doing that as a Knicks player, you know, kicking our ass with somebody from like the Nets, I would be furious. I'd be like, are you kidding? This is how you act. Like, I saw somebody tweet out that he, like, maybe he has like a fetish, like he's got like a fetish for just being humiliated by Josh Hart. Like, Hart has actually like shit on his life multiple times this season.
Josh Hart is like, yeah. I'm not kidding, and McCall's like, oh, you're so funny. He's like, I'm not kidding. Like in the group chat, he's like, Josh.
Come on, Josh.
With the monkey covering his eyes. He's like, Josh, you're so silly. You beat us again. Oh my god.
Oh,
Dante,
man.
Dante definitely does not ever participate in that.
Yeah, so he just scrolls through.
Yeah.
He's like, this dude's a fucking loser.
And then he goes back to this. And Brunson's probably like, guys, we have to set up our off-season training.
Fucking nerd.
He's like, don't forget the villain over bunch for next month. Like, it's Jay Rice's birthday party.
Hey guys, I was thinking about booking hotel rooms.
Here's the itinerary.
And then McCall, like, me and Josh get one room. I call dips.
Oh man. All right. Chris Bernard, OG stood on business, and McCall Bridges is going to pull a Julius Randle when he went to watch Brunson. The Knicks have never been more up. I mean, this is, I don't know if you guys listened to the Low Post or whatever today, but he basically spent like a good 5-6 minutes more or less verbally flating the New York Knicks.
I do that all the time, bro. He's not special.
Yeah. No, you well, do a lot more than that.
It's the national media member, so it just hits a lot different.
Yeah, well, you're like a thought for the Knicks. So I would expect you to put out like that.
You just call me a thought?
Yes.
Why do you say it like he's a thought for the Knicks?
Because I'm Indian and old.
You're so washed, bro.
I have never denied that. But yeah, I thought that was a good. It was just like, I don't know. It's stupid because it's not like a huge deal. But it definitely felt like, I don't know. It was nice to see that. Like, I don't, for whatever reason,
from someone other than Kendrick Perkins. It's like, yeah. Oh, there are smarter people out here that agree with.
We know Clyde and Breen weren't going to do it. I, honestly, that wasn't that bad of a foul, guys.
He just pushed him in the back and he fell over.
Oh, you know, good acting job there from Jim Brunson. It's like, really, Officer Breen?
Okay. Breen's like, I do this to black people all the time.
Jordan Bubb, this is a... With Jalen Brunson after the game, we have a long way to go to Rebecca Harlow. I like that he just talks like a robot in public all the time. It's pretty nice.
Our emotionless leader.
That's why OG Anunoby's writing for him.
JK, Sims can't be the dumbest when you watch Burks tonight. I disagree. I think Alec Burks is playing selfishly. And
I think they share a brain cell.
It does involve some stupidity, but Jericho Sims is a center who literally has no idea how to defend a pick and roll at any point. And he's 25. And wasn't he a 5-year college player?
I don't think so.
I think he was. I'm pretty sure he was.
He might have been. Like, I'll check.
If he was, that's like, an embarrassment.
He is just... there's nothing going on in there.
Ever since he lost that dunk contest.
He just ruined him. He has no confidence.
He was at Texas. Oh my God, he really was? What the hell?
That's gross, bro. You're a 5-year college player and you move like you're
the He was there from 2017 to 21.
You're a super senior too and you're doing this? God. What do we do to get stuck with him?
Sims. I'm 100%, I guarantee you.
He is a sleeper cell sent here from Clutch Sports from their Cold War.
Oh, yeah, Alec Burks is Clutch Sports, too. It makes so much sense.
There's a sleeper cell.
All right. Here we go. This is from Fred Katz. Quote from Josh Hart. Josh Hart on the Knicks clinching home court advantage for the first round. I heard the lights are really bright at MSG at that time.
He's not lying.
Dude, Josh
I would Hart. Love if I would love if this was in reference to what Jared Allen said last year.
Oh no, Mitch like absolutely cooked him when they're like, oh, the Cavs shook, and he's just like, the chill emoji. Like, yeah, they don't take this shit serious. I mean, if they get the Sixers, I still feel like they win that matchup either way. So, like, oh, could you imagine the Knicks knock out the Sixers and we get the Joel Embiid fraud chance early, bro? Me and Sam are having a field day. Oh my God.
I'm taking Joel Embiid unders every game.
Yes. No, take the overs. Take maxi unders.
I'm taking Jaws unders on points.
John Larry posted this. Tom Thibodeau, and if he wants the number 2 seed still being in play, if he wants the number 2 seed still being in play, affects if the Knicks test players Sunday. I'm not even sure what. I'm sure he's posting a tweet from somebody on Twitter, but we want to go through the finish line. That's the way we're looking at it. Yeah, I don't think they can. We also play the first game of the day, right?
Yes. I believe so.
So you kind of just have to like play. You just have to win and worry about how everything else shakes out. However it shakes out, they can't control that. All they can control is getting 50 wins, and then we can finally forget the one shining moment of the Carmelo Anthony era, 2012-13, the last time we won 50 wins. We can never talk about that again. All right. Let's see. Kenny Meir says, the Knicks can't play the Magic in the first round anymore. It's either going to be Indiana Sixers or Heat. That's fine. I mean, Orlando, I would have probably liked over any of those teams. We can also play the Cavs, right? Isn't there still, or is there not a pot? No, that's not possible.
No, not possible. That's not possible. Okay.
So maybe that's why Josh Hart felt happy to get off those trolls today.
Yeah.
He probably done anyway.
Yeah, he's Josh Hart. JL says the 21-22 Knicks bench was an all-time great because they made Sims playable.
He was a net positive on the court that year.
Emmanuel
Quickly. Truly remarkable. That's the work of one Emmanuel Quickly. He makes even the garbagest of players look.
Look what he's confident. Doing in Toronto now with RJ Barrett. Like, he's making RJ Barrett like half decent.
Oh boy. Why don't let's just stick to Carmelo Anthony Slater. Come on.
Oh, we should still Slater RJ Barrett. Oh, that's not going anywhere. That will never go away.
I actually did not. Sorry, you can read this.
Asus Art said it's wild how badly Mikal is openly campaigning to get traded to the Knicks. I respect it though, because you got to raise hell to get out of that trash franchise. I mean, I don't know if Mikal's going to go to the extremes that one Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving did to get their way to get out of Brooklyn. It seems like Mikal's just like, he's just like there. He doesn't really seem like he's that openly campaigning. He's just like hanging out with friends. Nets fans hate it, but like, you know, it's not like he's like banging the table to get out of Brooklyn. So.
Yeah, didn't he? I saw that tweet of him addressing the crowd at their last home game.
Yo, all the Nets fans are like, yo, why is he threatening to come back?
Mikal Bridges threatens to come back next year. I don't know. He can deny it all he wants, but he seems pretty checked out. And, you know, I don't really blame him because, like, if I were him, I'd want to get the fuck out of there too, because he just is, like, the player he is needs to play with stars. He cannot be your star. He has to play with stars. And I don't care what Cam Thomas did tonight. The guy's not a star. So he's just never going to be able to show the kind of, like, what he was in Phoenix was a really good player and was, I thought it was overvalued by people, but it was a valuable, like, that player is a valuable player. He just has to be in the right situation. And the Nets are just not that situation at all. But, you know, good luck to them. I'm sure the plan of trading all their picks for random star X will work. I'm sure it'll work out well this time. Third time's the charm, as they say.
Oh, yeah.
This is from, thank you for the super chat, HB Greg. Why Nick Film School getting all the money? Give these guys some also, damn. Yeah, share the wealth. We're happy.
Yeah, we're poor over here.
Yeah, we're happy. Yeah, we're happy to take the super chat. Honestly, though, HB Greg, thank you for the super chat. Appreciate it and appreciate your support as everybody's. Yes. This is one. Mitch weirdly shoots better at the line when teams do hack a Mitch. He tried to do it and hit most of them.
Mitch is just a weird dude. Where it's like, last year they happened in the playoffs too, where like the Heat tried hack a Mitch and then he like hit two of them and then they stopped doing it. It's just,
they learned. They learned their lesson.
I feel like the more free throws he takes, the better he gets at it.
Yes. Larry, thank you for the super chat. Larry says, great season, hit parlays, win playoff games. That's the plan. That is the plan. Sam's on a roll here.
That's definitely my plan.
Hold on, sorry. This is from Kenny Mears. One last thing on all the tiebreaker stuff worth noting. If the Knicks win, Bucks lose at Orlando, and Cavs win at home against Charlotte, the Knicks would be 2 seed and Cavs 3. Indiana 6. So that means, so then we get Sixers at 7.
Well, depending on who wins that play-in game,
it'll be Philly. I know Miami has, I don't think they'll do
they that. They are sacrificing a family of goats as
we I think, speak. I don't think they'll do that until their last play-in game if they have to.
Pat Riley's in a meeting with Baphomet right now. Talking about the logistics of the game, the play-in game.
Pat Riley is talking to Ron DeSantis right now about what is the worst policy you could make right now that would endanger the most people. We really need this so he can make another fucking devil run to the finals.
How many more books can we burn?
Look at that. New update. It's Tyrese with Prez's profile picture. We won't be fooled. Good call.
Fake. Whoa.
Fraud. Trying to be Prez. Can't have it.
Jordan Bob, Jalen Brunson over the last six games. 37.8 points per game. 8.8 assists per game. 3.3 rebounds on 52% from the field, 46% from three, and 87% from the line. Can you believe that they had Jalen Brunson and Darius Garland and Tyrese Halliburton talks?
They had him in LaMelo talks and De'Aaron Fox talks. Like, what were we doing?
Bro, Gilbert Arenas has CTE and had him in Jalen Green talks.
They literally said, oh, if you offered up Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle for Jalen Green, the Rockets would say no. Like, are you kidding?
If the Rockets had fetal alcohol syndrome, yeah, they'd say no.
I mean, they probably do. You've seen Jalen Green play basketball? He absolutely does. But, the conversations that people were having about Jalen Brunson were insane. People were like, Mikal Bridges is better. And I'm like, what? What are we doing?
Generally speaking, dribbling is an important part of being a high-end perimeter player. So.
And then like people are like, oh, Cam Thomas has more potential. And it's like, if Cam Thomas even sniffs being an all-star,
we should just... Nets fans are upset this year because he didn't make the all-star game.
Nets fans are racist and they're all gentrifiers. So I don't want to hear shit from a Nets fan. I'm looking at you, Billy Reinhart. Like...
that guy,
tight ass shirt, bro. You're not a real person.
That guy's account is amazing. The cope is unbelievable.
That's all you can't do with this franchise is cope. You have nothing else going for them. Oh, we're gonna get Brandon Ingram and Donovan Mitchell, and somehow, somewhere, we're gonna keep Mikal Bridges and all of our decent players that are actually somewhat decent, and we're gonna get that eighth seed. We're gonna fuck around and get that 18, man.
We should just take Trenton Wofford from them in free agency.
We probably should. I like Trenton Wofford. He saw
wasn't him. He in like? Wasn't he like? Didn't he? Or wasn't there interest from the fan base at least of like
yes.
getting
yeah.
him?
Yes. He was definitely a guy that like I remember talking about him being like, oh, he might be a good flyer to take. Unfortunately, our team. Unfortunately, our terrible front office failed us once again. With their,
darn it,
yeah, with just their poor talent assessment and acquisition. Hopefully, they'll learn from their mistakes though and be more like Sean Marks.
John Larry says, "I thought Grimes and Hartenstein gave good minutes off the bench tonight."
I agree. I. Quentin Grimes gave nothing but good minutes for Armani Beauty and any other sponsorships that he has that he no longer has because he's lives in the fucking nowhere ass Detroit, Michigan.
Oh. Yeah, he's...
Quentin Grimes deserves the gulag of the NBA. That's all I
Quentin remember. Grimes acting like Knicks fans were the devil because we booed Evan Fournier was... I was like, all right, bro.
It's like you've been here for quite some time now.
Well, boo you too.
And you've heard some very vile things from this crowd.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't think booing Evan Fournier is that bad. It's probably
but all I'm saying
that's
is
like very tame. They could have said way worse things.
They could have started chanting Neutrogena. You could have gone to anaphylactic shock.
Or they could have like started chanting some vile profanities in like French or something. Like they could have done their research.
They could have just said his name. His name is a fucking vile profanity.
They could have showed him. They could have played Napoleon on the screen. Been like, this is look at this horrible movie we made about a great figure in your country's history. All right. This is from Kenny Muir. RJ Barrett has a lot of McCall last year vibes. Is it McCall or is it McCall?
McCall.
Next year, when the context of the team changes, I can see the regression coming.
I can too, baby, and I can't wait for it. Oh, I'm going to be hating.
Are you already hating?
Yeah, what do you mean you're going to be? You are hating.
Okay, but I'm
never stopped hating.
I'm going to hate with like a fervor. I'm going to hate for two countries. It'll be special.
Yeah.
But there's nothing but love.
I will root for them, but I don't really need to care about it anymore. So, but yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. It does feel like, I don't know, man. I don't know how you go from like not being able to finish to now being finishing everything at the rim. Feels a little Mickey Mouse. Some Jalen Green vibes, you know, some Mikal Bridges vibes. Definitely an issue. Dante DiVincenzo ties Evan Fournier for the 24th most threes in a Knicks uniform. Let's get that loser out of there too. One more three. Get him out. Get him out. This team is like Brunson and DiVincenzo. They're like the you know, the Grim Reaper meme.
Yeah, they're like taking out all the Knicks records.
Yeah, they're cleaning out all of the vile records that we've had. I need Jalen Brunson to have like a 23 assist game more than I need.
Please get Chris Duhon out of those books, dog. We cannot have Chris Duhon there, man. Alone doesn't even have any aura, man. Duhon, what the hell is that?
We need him to have a 63-point, 23 assist game next year. On Sunday. Just do it on Sunday. The Bulls are literally going to be playing like
fucking Dalen Terry.
Yeah, they're playing act me. It's like me, Tyrese, Sam's running point.
I'm Dalen Terry.
JK, do you think Brunson gets another Team USA call-up? He's been the best American guard this year by far and has an argument for best American player.
No, because we have Jrue Holiday representing the Stars and Stripes for whatever reason.
Yeah, I mean, Team USA, they seem to be, like, more focused on, like, getting all, like, the legacy guys in this year, as well as just, like a Jrue Holiday. They're trying to get, like, guys for defense as well. So I think they're going to prioritize the legacy guys and guys for defense.
Yeah.
Sadly.
I mean, it's weird, though. I'm pretty sure it's KD. Right now it's KD, LeBron, Steph, Jrue, Embiid. Which, by the way, it's fucking insane.
Embiid is for any country, man. This guy was gonna be on the French team, bro. If this guy just wants to be on any dominant team he can be.
That would have been so fun seeing Wemby at small forward. But yeah, then I think Booker, Tatum, and Bam.
AD is in the mix too.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I feel like Jalen Brunson probably gets a nod, but I think they might do Haliburton.
I want to talk about this more. But can I read you one great Robert Randolph tweet today?
Oh man. Yeah.
If the Knicks were to give up three firsts for a player, I'd take Cam Thomas over Spida, Bridges, Cat.
Robert Randolph needs to.
Wait, what did he say?
If the Knicks
Cam
Thomas over Spida, Bridges, or Cat. Yeah, Robert Randolph needs to just go away.
Just stay in the booth, bro.
The Team USA thing is interesting. Like, I personally, I don't want him to play for Team USA. I don't give a shit. Like, I genuinely
get that watch rest, that boy.
I watch that shit because it's like basketball when there's not supposed to be basketball and it's cool. But like, bro, we were all sitting here rooting against Team USA when Frank Ntilikina dropped his nuts on them. I was not rooting for the fucking Boston Celtics of America.
That team was so doodle. So doodle.
They had four Celtics on it, right? They had Tatum, Brown, Kemba, and wasn't Smart on
Marcus
team?
Smart. Yeah. And then they had future Boston Celtic, Derek White.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, like, I mean, look, it's cool.
I was happy when Patty Mills was dropping his nuts on them.
Like, it's whatever to me. I don't really care. But if it's like to the point you're making, like, I mean, if you're being real, what you should be doing is like wanting Brunson, Anthony Edwards, and then just filling in the roster around those two guys. That should be your plan. But yeah, I think there's always a lot of politics with like Team USA stuff. So it wouldn't surprise me if Brunson just kind of like, I could even see him just kind of like, oh, I have an injury, so I can't play or some shit like that.
I need to get off-season fingernail surgery.
Oh, no, Brunson would absolutely play if he can.
You need to get shoulder hair removal.
What is that? Am I just, like, not paying attention? Do I just not, like, I've never seen this shoulder hair thing. I don't know.
Dude, not paying what?
Yes, that's a thing. That's definitely a thing.
You guys are not paying attention. It's legitimately everywhere.
Yeah, come on, Sam.
He's the hairiest motherfucker I've seen in my life, but he's my hairy motherfucker.
What? I'm much hairier than Jalen Brunson, the sad
one. I'm talking about like actual good people who are good at basketball, not a fucking
me.
Really oh my god, I've never noticed this. I had to Google an image of Jalen Brunson to see this shit. Jesus, this guy's
all
like
right.
A fucking.
I know. Josh Hart. Well, that's like probably the line where he's like, "All right, I can't make fun of him. I can't make fun of him for this in public," but I know that like in the group chat. He's definitely like
hey, Sasquatch.
What up, half vanilla gorilla? Like,
you guys think he combs it?
He's like Teen Wolf. He's like Teen Wolf. He has to get it trimmed. He's gonna come in one day. It's like braided.
He's got those little noodle twists on them.
he's gonna fucking shave it so it says "I love New York" in the back.
Yeah, the only thing that's bad about Jalen Brunson is that he looks like a guy who smells bad.
What?
It's unfortunate.
All right.
JK, side note, but I hate calling these Canadian guys international players. I agree with this. It is very annoying to be like, oh, Steve Nash, great, the greatest. Is he one of the greatest international players ever? I'm like, dude, he's from fucking Canada, bro. He's not like actually international. Just because we talk down about them, they're just like they're like a colony. You're right? They're like our colony.
They're like in our attic. Yeah. Like they're in the attic.
They're our walls.
Oh man.
Did you guys see quickly commented on that video on Instagram of Tibbs that somebody posted this morning?
What did he say?
It was like that fake video. That's like that AI video that's going around.
Oh yeah.
But he was like, yo, that's crazy. In my head, I'm like, dude, I know you're miserable playing for nothing right now. Literally playing for nothing.
Playing like for stats. Oh man, come on.
Look at that. Check that out. These are our Zan Rosen, one of our great patrons. Yes. Yes.
Hey, yo, this one is for Schwinn, man. John Leary. I saw someone today on Twitter say Shumpert was OG before OG. And after the ACL tear, Shump was never the same. Shumpert was decent as a rookie, but was never OG. Thoughts, Schwinn.
Iman Shumpert, the peak of his Knicks career, is wearing Carmelo Anthony's jersey backwards, okay, in a music video he made, while, and this is for real, a lot of people didn't realize at the time, this is for real, while wearing a fucking orange sneaker on his head. That is real. That is a thing that Iman Shumpert did. Iman Shumpert sucks. He always sucked. Congrats to him for randomly hitting some corner threes against the Warriors in Game 7 and winning a title. Anybody comparing OG to Shumpert, I mean, they have no idea what they're watching. You know, before the ACL tear, maybe I do think that changes trajectory, but after that, man, he couldn't fight over screens. He didn't want to fight over screens. He just died in every single one. There's no way. He was okay. OG is a totally different level.
He wasn't even close to the shooter that OG is.
Yeah, it's not even, I mean, like we already saw what OG did to the Nuggets this year. Like, I don't remember, like the peak of Shumpert's career was locking up Derrick Rose coming back from an extended injury his rookie season.
On that Easter Sunday.
And he didn't even really lock him up.
He stripped him a bunch of times.
He did. But.
Pause.
You know. That's just not it's just not the same thing. It's really not. That's a crazy. That's whoever said that. Please don't send them my way.
You'll see it on the timeline eventually, because I'll make sure of it.
What did Bam do to IQ?
Oh boy, let's go.
Oh yeah, he like leveled up on the screen.
Oh, this guy just can't rest, man.
Did he? He just destroyed him?
Yeah, and then he, like, I think he injured him or something. I don't know if he got back in the game, but Bam Adebayo might be one of the dirtiest players in the league, man.
Bro, it's like every game now, I swear.
Bro, he yanked Derrick Jones Jr. arm out of its socket, basically. And, like, people have the nerve to be like, actually, Knicks fans are just looking at everything in slow motion.
Adrees would never do that to people.
That MB one was insane, too.
Yeah, he just, like, dropped on his leg.
Yeah, I was like, man, Hulk Hogan would be fucking proud. it's a great leg drop. Bam is a fucking loser like that, too. His finisher would be a leg drop. Fucking uncreative. I hate that guy. Fuck him. It looked like Jordan Bobby. It looked like Joel Embiid re-injured his knee on display just now. Limp back to the locker room. Do you think Embiid will last the series against us?
No.
Yeah, I mean, he came back. He looked great, though. I watched a little bit of the second half. He looked fucking great. I don't know. I wouldn't. Look, if we're playing the Sixers, just anticipate Joel Embiid playing the whole series. And then if he doesn't, he doesn't. But, you know,
yeah,
we gotta worry about what we have. And I mean, we should win that series with Embiid on the floor. You know what I mean? Like, with what we have enough to win that series anyway. I don't want to play. Dude, a full series of Tibbs versus Nick Nurse is insane.
Balding middle-aged terrorist ball. The box that won against Tyrese Maxey in game 2 might break me. Like, it's going to be filthy because the score is going to be like 87-82. That's what makes it worse.
Ugh.
Those games are going to be very ugly.
Rock fights. Unless, like, our offense, like, really is jumping those games.
Oh, man. All right, here we go. Jordan Bubba, just the second time in the past 2 decades, 2+ seconds that New York has secured home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs. It's the third time.
Third.
We did it in 2012-13, and we did it in the We Here season.
2012-13, 2013-14. We're in 23-24, dude. That's
in the past
years.
2+ decades.
Oh, 2+ decades? I can't.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, nice one, dude. You owned me so hard. Fucking all dumbass. Right.
Okay.
Why don't you go take another shit?
Oh, my God. I'm never being this vulnerable with y'all again.
Larry Israel says, Jalen Brunson born to win basketball games. He don't play, he wins. I love the semi-flop on that last play. Even OG bought it. Thoughts, Sarris?
Again, OG Anunoby was willing to fight and die for Jalen Brunson. So we won the trade.
Yeah. I don't even, like, it doesn't actually matter to me if the Raptors win their portion of the trade, just because, like, it wasn't going to be what, like, whatever they quickly and RJ were going to become. One, I don't think it was never going to, what if RJ is going to, you know, and this is not a mirage and he is like this guy now, that was never going to happen. That was never going to happen for him in New York. And quickly, yeah. Like, unfortunately, Brunson being here, like, if you can use him to upgrade at the position that makes your starting five stronger, they made the right call. So, you know, if quickly goes on to become an all-star or whatever, that's fine. That's awesome for him. I mean, I'll always root for him, but, like, I don't think it matters if the Raptors win the trade too. Like, I think the Knicks have won their side of the trade and they're very happy about it. Israel, I think Brady needed to talk more about Howie Singer, the engineer of the no replay Nick broadcast. Call the basketball game, blow the director off camera.
Dog.
Oh my God. That was actually insane, though, how long they talked about that guy.
They really love Howie Singer. They had, like, videos for him and shit. I was like, all right.
I like that Patrick Ewing clearly did not prepare anything that he was going to say. And then was like, I've known you for centuries now.
He's like, yeah, you know, you've been here for decades.
He was hilarious. There's actually one time he was at a game. This is a while back. This is like 2013, 14, something like that. And Larry Johnson was sitting like courtside opposite. And you could tell Larry was like, he was like on a second drink, you know, fucking halfway through the first quarter. And they like, you see Ewing like making eye contact with him. And he's like, he like points at his eye and points at Larry Johnson. That shit was so funny, man. Chris Duan is my guy.
You need to find a better guy.
HB Greg Duhan was good.
What is this Duhan like remontada in here?
Watching Duhan dual prime Derrick Rose and MSG made me a fan.
Wow,
that's
I want better for you guys.
This is why I look at you must be a younger fan. I'm not sure how old you are. Sounds like you're a younger fan. It's why I always say younger fans to me. I have the very utmost impressive. Respect. I have the utmost respect because the things that you guys had to endure during your formative years and chose and still chose to become a Knicks fan. More power to you. Chris Burner, I love how mad Nets fans are that McCall is friends with his college roommates. Those gentrifiers might treat McCall like Mississippi in the 60s. And that's not cool.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Does this Pelicans Golden State game matter? It matters for the Pelicans, right?
I think
to stay out of the play in, maybe. Is it decent?
I really want the Kings to somehow beat the Suns tonight. That'd be satisfying.
I don't think the Kings make the playoffs. I feel like they're kind of just done.
What's the point of them even getting there? They don't have Kevin Huerter. They don't have Malik Monk. Like,
Monk is gonna miss the play-in games, right? For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're cooked.
Monk was like their one source of like, you know, the extra gear to go in.
And they probably end up losing Monk to Orlando anyway. So.
Oh, here's Brian Benjamin. What's with the Deuce minutes? Deuce was out today. He was sick. He didn't play. Thank you for the super chat, Brian.
He's not serious about the sport or about his craft.
He's not dedicated like Tyrese.
Exactly. Some of us could show up food poisoning and all.
Cam Thomas on his Jalen Brunson foul and OG Anunoby altercation at the end of the game. He just over exaggerated and flopped. So kudos to him for that. He got a tech on me though. I don't like that. I don't think Brunson.
Yo, Cam Thomas, if you guys even like tried half as hard as you guys did tonight, maybe you guys might have a few more wins on your belt. Fucking loser.
The other thing though is like Brunson's not the one that got him teed up. OG is. Blame OG, bro. Go meet him in the parking lot. I still can't believe OG was ready to
throw down.
Yeah, he was like, that's my point guard. It was a Terrell Owens meme.
Yeah.
That's my point guard.
That's my quarterback. The funniest thing is like 3 months later, Terrell Owens is like leaking to the media. Like, yeah, Tony Romo, this guy is a fucking loser. Fucking hate him. Jordan Bubb posted this. There's no projection as of now for the return of Giannis. Traditionally, Giannis has been a very fast healer.
Do they call him the lizard?
only KP.
That was the funniest thing.
I was like, nobody has ever called you that. You're not a quick healer. Like, what are you talking about?
This dude had the nerve to call himself the lizard.
Yeah, people call me the lizard. That's like that. At least that's better than having it's like, you know, when you're like, man, the Slim Reaper or the servant. The
servant.
I don't know which one I would prefer.
Here's your cup, sir.
Jordan Bump posted this. Jalen Brunson on OG Anunoby sticking up for him after the hard foul from Cam Thomas toward the end of the game. He's known for getting overly animated.
That's hilarious.
Thank you, Joe Jonathan, for the super chat. Tyrese should take another shit. He might be for a while.
Dude, paying $10 for me to take another shit. I respect it. I probably will after the pod. I'm not gonna lie to you. Don't go to Sonic past like noon. I've learned past that the hard noon? Way. I learned that the hard way.
By the way, JK and HP Greg, I'm 27. Man, you guys. Well, hopefully, look, these next few years, they should be a lot better. So hopefully we can forget about Chris Duhon. Oh, man. Chris Bernard. As a child, I believe David Lee and Nate Robinson are going to lead me to the promised land. So that's where I was at.
Oh, my God.
Dude, David Lee, fun player, ultimately not actually that good. Nate Robinson, hopefully he gets the help he needs, man. It's pretty sad reading about that. I do like that he's like shitting on Doc Rivers, though. on Doc Rivers, though. Yeah, I don't. I might not have that long left. Let me get it all out.
let me
get this all out there while I can. You know who's a fucking scumbag? Doc Rivers. That's who.
Dog.
Well, Clyde Frazier, Marty Collins is my guy. Marty Collins, one of the great end of rookie seasons where he had us fooled for a little bit. We're like, oh my God, did he put up these crazy numbers? Did Isaiah Thomas, did he do it? Did he find a point guard of the future? Nope. Turns out he did not. Marty Collins did not. Marty Collins did, he did help create an awesome fight with the Nuggets, though.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh man. HP Craig, so if we had a true franchise quarterback in New York instead of that loser Tony Romo.
Wow, Evan Roberts is such a loser. John Lewis, Evan Roberts of WFAN says him and his Nets brethren. Him and his six local buddies from the coffee shop have decided to root for the 76ers if they play the Knicks in the first round. They're cucks. They're cucks for that.
That was but honestly, it's like, why do you need to announce that? Why would I would expect you to root for anybody but the Knicks? That's like, you know, like it's not complicated. A couple years ago, I was rooting for the Celtics over the Nets. That shit was so funny too. Damn, you're getting fucking swept by the Celtics.
You got Al Horford clamping up Kevin Durant.
Dude, Kevin Durant's numbers in that series were so bad. They're terrible. Big Nick Energy really thought Tony Douglas was going to be more than he was. He had like some moments, I guess.
Hit some threes there, here and there.
Yeah, he just was like very much not a point guard. And that was a problem because the Knicks did not have a point guard for a while. You might have heard about that. By the way, I wanted to say this. The Brunson game today, he started off terribly. For him to still end up with, what was it, 30 and 10 or 30 and 11 or whatever the fuck it was. That's so incredible, man. Like,
never thought we had that type of player on this team.
Well, even before the final quarter, in my head, I was kind of thinking, like, this is like a bad Brunson game. And if you just told me this is what our point guard averaged for a full season, that would still be like, that would shit on the point guard play we've had for, you know, basically since Clyde for the most part. That's crazy to think about. Like that. And that's, you know, this was at best an okay game for Brunson. This is not like a elite game for him. Jordan Bub, OG Anunoby on sticking up for Jalen Brunson after Cam Thomas pushed him. I don't ever want to see a teammate get pushed. That's it. Nothing more.
It looks like a serial killer, yo. Dog. That is like making bombs in the basement type of statement right there.
Dude, he did. I don't know. I tweeted this out. I got to find it. I got to clip it. He had this play in third quarter where he's like, it was after one of his steal and dunk plays, but he gets back on defense and his shoe is untied. So he starts tying his shoe in the middle of the play, but then the Nets start like running their play. So then he started backpedaling while still tying his shoe and he almost fucking collapsed. I was like, What is wrong with you? Like, what is going on in your head? This guy is, he's, everything he says is so funny, and his voice is just makes it even more, it makes it hilarious. OG Anunoby on the Knicks getting home court in at least the first round. Just watching other playoff games, watching Knicks games, just seeing the home court and how rowdy it gets. It's a huge advantage. It's definitely exciting.
Oh, it gets rowdy.
Dude, that game 3 last year against the Cavs was crazy.
Larry Israel said, congrats on the love match for those two 27-year-olds at their wedding. They can toast Duhon for bringing them together.
Oh, man.
HB Greg says, Nets brethren equals voices in his head.
It's, look, they're your, I mean, the Nets are just a disaster. And honestly, they deserve it. Like, they have, for all the shit the Knicks catch, and rightfully so, they did catch it for a long time, for constantly trying to shortcut their way to contention. That is all the Nets do. That is all they want to do. That is all they strive to do. The one time they had to, like, you know, get it out the mud, right? And then they finally did it, right? They made the playoffs with that team in 2018-19. And immediately, as soon as they can, they punt on all of that stuff, right? D'Angelo Russell is gone. Other players are gone. They signed Kevin Durant. They signed Kyrie Irving. They signed DeAndre Jordan to, like, a sweetheart contract for no reason. And all this, like, you know, then they fire Kenny Atkinson because he wants to keep starting Jared Allen because Jared Allen is actually a good player and fucking DeAndre Jordan is a corpse. You know, they hire Steve Nash because Kyrie Irving and KD didn't actually want to have a coach. Like, they did so, there's so much bullshit, so much stupid shit they did year after year after year. And ultimately, like, when shit sucks behind the scenes, it bleeds into what you produce on the court. And, like, it's, you know, again, like, I mentioned this earlier, like, on past ones, rundowns we've done, but, like, KD and Kyrie, they're both having healthier seasons than they ever had in Brooklyn. Okay. They're both, like, Kyrie, this guy is like a fucking, he's a happy camper right now in Dallas. You know, he's super happy. Like, when you can't keep your stars happy and there's constant drama behind the scenes, something's wrong there. Something is clearly wrong there. And the fact that their ownership, on a day where he came out and basically said he didn't care about being competitive because he makes money either way, is leaking out at halftime that they're going to retain Sean Marks, who is now hiring his, like, seventh coach or something insane like that. I don't know. That's crazy. I think he's, like, the third longest tenured executive now.
That's ridiculous. In the league.
I think it's, like, Popovich, Riley, and then him. I know Prestige, that's four, or see, the fourth. But that's crazy and totally undeserved. But bad teams stay bad for a reason, and
that is how bad teams stay bad.
They can have fun. This is, again, Brian Bunchman. Thank you for the super chat. I agree, Tyree should take another shit. Also, Emmanuel Mudiay was my point guard. Good lord,
Jesus Christ, what's with all the super chats for shitting on me, literally.
Guys, Jalen Brunson is your point guard. Jalen Brunson is your point
Emmanuel Mudiay. Oh my god. So shitty.
Stop saying the word shit around me, bro.
Sorry. That wasn't even intentional.
Hanging up by a thread here.
Jordan Bubb. Mitchell Robinson asked if he was limping on the court tonight versus the Nets. No, Matthew. No. Just conditioning, bro. Relax. Who the fuck is Matthew? Oh, is that, that's what he calls Fred Katz, right?
Is that what he calls him? He calls him Matthew?
I think so. I think it's like a joke he has with him. JK Andrew Claudio posted playoff scenarios. I'll look that up.
But I could imagine it's probably a clearer version of what we were trying to coagulate on.
All right, here we go. I can't read this. This is just a lot going on. It's, if you want to read it, go through. It's self-explanatory, but it's not really something that I can communicate effectively via a live stream. Anyone remember when KG choked Billy Walker in Christmas 2011 game? Yes, vaguely. Was that 2011 or was that 20? Yeah, it was 2011-12. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was the season opener, actually.
It's a lockout year.
Yeah, so season opener was on Christmas.
Wonder if we'll ever get another lockout year.
Let's hope not. That shit sucked. That shit sucked. And that basketball was fucking ass.
It was.
It was so bad.
Honestly,
it was like, the only good thing is that there was a Knicks game almost every night.
Yeah. Dude, they had those sequences where like teams would play back to back to back.
Yeah.
3 days in a row. Fucking crazy thinking about that.
I doubt we'll have another lockout for like a while because.
Well, yeah, because the NBAPA is a bunch of cucks. They submit to anything.
That, yeah, but it's also like they're getting so much money now that it's like, why the fuck are we locking out?
Yeah.
You know? And they get to smoke weed.
Yeah, that's the big thing. That is the big thing.
Legitimately, they get to smoke weed and they're getting like max contracts. They're fine.
Jalen Brunson just tweeted out from Big Nick Energy. Someone cannot be trusted with reservations at Josh Hart. Where do you guys think they were going that Josh forgot to call, or do you think he reserved the wrong place?
This is so funny because we were just literally making fun about Jalen Brunson being a nerd with the with the hotel reservation.
This is why I always have to do it, guys.
The McCall could be like, I did it.
It's okay, Jalen. Like, don't worry, guys. I did it anyways.
Jalen, I'll shave your back too if you let me. Please.
I can just imagine you. You know Brunson's so mad. Like, I told you specifically to make reservations. It's like, dude, you're the starting point guard of the New York Knicks. Just go to the fucking restaurant.
Legitimately, you know, aside from like Eli Manning or Derek Jeter, Jalen Brunson has to be like the most revered athlete in New York.
Yeah.
So like, just do whatever the fuck you want to do.
I wonder. I wonder where they were.
Shoots him on Fifth Ave, and nobody would care. Like.
Where do you think they were going?
The Oak, maybe?
What if they were just going to like get chicken and rice?
And he's mad about reservations for that? He'd be such a dweeb for that.
Dude, you can pull up to any cart. I mean, I swear to that. They're at the Halal Guys. You need a reservation for the Halal Guys?
Fucking Sunday. Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, questionable. Bubble guts.
Too soon, man. Too soon.
Getting close to home for Tyrese over there.
A little bit.
HP Greg, looking back, Melo fucked us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy that we're all getting there to the same page where I've existed 10 years. But I've kept it inside, and now I'm getting Jalen Brunson's allowing me to just let it all out. This is what a franchise player looks like, guys. This is what it looks like. Not that one.
Oh, my goodness.
Chris Bernard Hart wanted to go to Dorsey and Brunson. Listen to you. So Brunson is Patrick Bateman in this scenario, huh? That's definitely something. Like Israel, restaurants would ask Aaron Judge to sit at the bar while they seat Jalen right now, unless Soto is with them.
That's very true. That's very true.
I mean, he might as well enjoy it while he's a Yankee, because when he's a Met next year, he's not getting.
Bro, that's not happening.
It's happening.
As much as you want to speak into existence.
Whatever, bro. That's why he's hitting 175. Get the fuck out of my face. Mickey Mouse ass MVP.
Who's hitting 175?
Judge.
Aaron Judge. Trash.
He'll be fine.
He's so lucky that the fucking gambler had an off year that year.
No, Ipe is just out of there. Fucking, okay, no, I'll put 25 mil on this game. What?
He bet Eagles Jets -6 and the Jets won 20-14. This guy sucks at being able to, like, bro, no, give Sam all the. Shohei just needs to give Sam his money, and I swear he at least would.
Bruh, he'd make some bread. He'd make some bread.
Judge will never
get a cut.
Judge will never have the streets like Jalen, I'm afraid.
Exactly.
That's true.
Because Jalen has aura and Aaron Judge has fucked up teeth and the demeanor of a
stat. Jalen has he's already produced against one of the Knicks' greatest playoff foes at a high level. Judge plays the Astros and he's like
shitting his pants.
Guys, I'm Chuck Knoblauch now, actually.
Deuce has the streets before Judge. That's real. Honestly, I'm thinking about like Knicks, who probably would have more juice than Aaron Judge right now. And it's like you probably have to go down to like Shake Milton before. Wow. It's like, you know what? Maybe Aaron Judge has maybe Aaron Judge can outjuice this guy. Like Dante DiVincenzo, like Dante DiVincenzo will go and run shit. Mitchell Robinson for sure would run shit.
Oh, we were talking about this today in the Discord. If the Knicks did win the championship this year, who do you think would get the most fucked up at the parade?
Tips.
I think it'd be Hartenstein. Or no, you know, it'd be Wes.
Sure it's Wes.
Okay, are we counting FO?
Yeah, we're not counting like Walt Perrin, like that, because obviously that's not gonna happen.
It would be Wes then, because Wes would actually be like shirtless and on a Coke binge. Sims wouldn't even show up to the parade.
Sims would be like fucking stoned. It was mine.
Sims would be like, okay. We had the parade today.
Okay, so like Julius Shandle's gonna be there and he's gonna be like off to the side pouting.
Julius will be like sipping wine.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, you know what? I did nothing, but I have a ring.
With his wife and kids, and then there'll be people on Twitter that are like, what was it? What is this shit that fucking was it Matt Barnes? Or no, Kenyon Martin, right?
Kenyon Martin.
Why are you not with your team?
Stop kissing your wife.
Yeah. Hugging your wife after a game?
How dare you?
That's like, I still remember, like, I could not believe that was real. I was like, is this a bit? Like, is he joking? Like, I don't get what you're upset about.
It's like, dude, you can find other things to be upset at Julius Randle about. It doesn't have to be about him showing love to his family.
Yeah, that's crazy. Big Nick Energy. Jalen already has girls thirsting over him more. Did you see the two girls in front of the Boston game? That was certainly a clip.
That was white girls being white girls.
I know Josh Hart. I know Josh Hart.
All right.
And immediately sent that in the group chat.
Oh, for sure. All right.
Wes would be shirtless and challenging dudes to a fight. Mitch already posts videos of him drinking wine anyway. What? That's like different. Drinking wine.
I'm thinking like, okay, so Jalen would be like respectfully hammered. He wouldn't be like insane. Dante would be like cool. Josh Hart would be fucking feral. I'm thinking
OG. I think DiVincenzo would go pretty wild.
DiVincenzo feels like he's trying too hard to be light skinned, so I don't see it happening.
Bro, he's getting white boy wasted. It's all coming out.
No, Hartenstein's getting white boy wasted.
Hartenstein isn't white.
Come on, dude. He's bright. Anyway, Hartenstein would be like the straight, he would be German tall. Like Hartenstein would just be on this Travis Kelce shit and he would just be like fucking hammered.
Yeah,
Mitch and Hartenstein would be like Jason and Travis, and they would just be fucking having a ball.
Yeah,
Deuce
would probably
be mad cool.
Deuce is not.
Alec Burks is getting hammered because he's like, I don't deserve to be here anyway.
No, so I actually think we talked about.
He's like, my wife and kids are in Detroit.
Bogdanovich is the sleeper. He's the sleeper because he's like the Eastern European thing going on there.
Oh yeah, he's.
He's just got to fucking drink to feel normal. She's like, that's like what the Knicks realized. They're like, oh, we just have to put fucking alcohol in his water bottle. Then he's good to go. Stanley, man, bring on Heat or 76ers. MB will not want to face Mitch and I Hart in the paint. I Hart did a great job at him earlier this season when we smoked them in Philly. The only thing I'm worried about with Embiid is just like, honestly, it's just the flopping, right? Like, he just gets to the line so much. It's so fucking annoying.
Yeah, but like, I think he would probably have to put up like 34. Like, he'd have to do a lot more and he'd have to not turn the ball over. And I can you imagine OG Anunoby's like against him not being able to fucking pass the ball? Like, I think Jola puts up like 5 turnovers a game in that series. Like, he already can't fucking pass in the playoffs, and he can't read double teams. So
OG guards Maxey really well.
I mean, he guards everybody really well.
Yeah, but Maxey is one guy he like really fucking he fucks up.
And it's kind of interesting because like Maxey's like a quicker guard, and I mean OG's quick, but like you would think that it would be someone that kind of gets him a little bit, you know?
He's quick, but he's not like shifty. Maxey's like very like north south, running straight lines as fast as possible. Omar Yusuf, One Oak hasn't been open for several years already, guys. Look, I'm old and washed. I had that. I'm excused for not knowing what the cool new hip spots are.
Cool new hip spots.
Yeah. That's on Sam. What would I know about you? Sam is young. He's in his 20s, making big money. He's getting paid by the great mayor of our of New York City.
What? Oh hell no!
Eric Adams and FBL Sam are locked in. That's crazy.
Nope.
Sam is definitely in on some scheme that Eric Adams is.
Oh hell no!
Having him participate.
No, do not do that because he is in actual FBI investigations. Okay. I do not need no one banging on my door at 9 a.m. asking me what do I have to do with Eric Adams.
Larry Israel, Mitchell Robinson, I guess he posted this. Appreciate the love, but work is not done yet. Still on a mission.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. Just stay on the treadmill. Stay on the treadmill, Mitch. We need you to get back into peak shape. Chris Bernard. Bro, Eric Adams showing up at the parade would kill the vibe for everyone.
Bro, they'd kill him.
Yeah.
Would he even leave the parade alive?
Eric Adams?
Yes.
Unfortunately, cops often escape all situations very well. Yes, he would escape.
Jericho Sims can do the world a huge favor. Just take wow. You got the ring, bro. We don't need you anymore.
Yo, Eric Adams has said so many ridiculous things, it's hard to keep track of them. But didn't he say something like they call New York like a little Haiti or something like that? Like
he said that.
He said something, and I'm like, nobody has ever said that? Like, I'm pretty sure nobody's ever said that.
He is so fucking ridiculous, dog. I hate him. Dog, Sam, what?
Sam is to Eric Adams, but the translator was to
Ohtani. Oh, hell no. No, we are not doing this. Hell no.
We're off the rails here. All right. We're good? Everybody good?
Yeah, I think we are. Shout out to everyone that tuned in. We'll be back on Sunday following the Knicks versus the Bulls game on the regular season finale. Hopefully the Knicks take care of business, get win number 50, and hopefully things go our way and we get to that 2 seed.
And, thank you for all the super chats.
Yes, really thank appreciate you so much. Appreciate it greatly. And, you know, we hope that, you know, there's more of that going forward in the playoffs as well, because we'll be here for every single playoff game. Make sure you guys check out all the links in the description. We got links to the site, merch, Patreon, and Twitter. Some of you are already watching us on Twitter, so make sure you guys leave a follow. And yeah, everyone enjoy your Saturday. Peace out.